Hello?
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance. My name is Maria. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm calling to make a claim.
Okay. May I have your social security number?
418-80-70-47.
Okay, what's your first and your last name?
Mancita Hello.
Okay, your date of birth and your driver's license or ID, ma'am?
Okay, let me grab a copy while we talk. My date of birth is 06-08-1968.
Okay, and your driver's license number?
Okay, it's my ID. It's L, and then it's 103994.
Okay, is that a driver's license, ma'am?
No, it's a non-driver's license. It's an ID.
Do you have your driver's license number?
Let me see. Do I have my own? I'm not using a driver's license because I'm not driving, so I have an ID.
Okay. So we have a different number on record, ma'am.
Yeah,
so
I know
that
you do.
I need to be able to verify the information that we have on record. What is your mother's maiden last name?
It's Moore, Patricia Moore.
Okay. Could you find your old driver's license number and give me that number?
I'm trying to, but my driver's license are suspended, so that's why I don't have it, because I cannot drive.
Okay. Let me see if I can update your information. When was the last time you filed for unemployment? Do you remember, more or less?
I applied for it probably, 2022? It has to have been in 2019. I said 2019, 2020.
Okay, so we have a claim that went through in May of 2022. Were you not filing for unemployment in May of 2022?
You said May of 22. I tried last year, but they told me I didn't have anything in my account because I had just started working on the university, back on the university.
Okay, but that might have been you, May of 2022.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right. I didn't receive no mail.
If I can help you. Okay, let me see if I can help you. You said your first name is Monsetta, your last name Helms. Do you have a middle initial, or did you use a different
Renee.
Name?
It's Renee. It's R.
Renee. R-E-N-E?
R-E-N-E-E.
E-E. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you said your date of birth was 6-8-68, correct, ma'am?
Yes, June 8, 1968.
Okay, and your gender?
Female.
Okay, sorry, we have to ask. Are you a U.S. citizen,
I
ma'am?
I don't know what because everybody's different things these days, I'm the same.
Do you have a driver's, I'm sorry, are you a U.S. citizen, ma'am?
You know what, babe, I just found my old driver's license.
Okay, could you give it to me?
It's 7407293. I still remember this.
Okay. All right. Yeah. You know what? Take a picture of it. Because
okay.
At least you'd have it if you take a picture.
Okay. I'm trying to tell you because it does do come in handy, but I'm getting my license next year.
I understand, ma'am. I understand. Yeah. No problem. Okay. So you said you are a U.S. citizen and you don't have any difficulty with English, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Okay. What is the highest grade you completed in school, ma'am?
12.
Okay, so high school? You never went to college?
Yeah, I went to college. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and your mother's maiden last name?
Patricia Moore.
Okay. If you are approved for benefits, ma'am, you have the option to receive your payments either as a direct deposit into a check in your savings, or use a benefit card. Which one do you prefer?
Direct deposit. That's how I normally do it. Direct deposit.
Okay. Do you have a checking or savings?
Yes, I have a savings account.
Okay. Then I would need the routing and the account number. Is that a traditional bank or an online system, ma'am?
It's traditional Alabama One, Federal Bank.
Okay. Okay. If you could give me the routing and the account number, please.
I'm going to give you account number first.
Okay.
It's 87509. 87509.
Okay.
And the router number is 2622771891.
1898?
Yeah, 189, correct. 189.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Okay, so I have your address, ma'am, as being 3715 3rd Avenue apartment. Is that the same one?
Yeah, it's 3715 3rd Avenue East, A45.
Mm-hmm. Apartment A45, okay. Where's that located?
Tuscaloosa, Alabama, 35405.
Okay, and your phone number, ma'am?
20, well, I gave you my, because this phone had quit working, my regular phone.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if I can pull it up off of this. Okay. On my other phone. Cause my main phone quit working yesterday, so this is my government phone. I had to use it.
Okay. So I think I have it as 659-239-0188. Is that correct?
Yep, that's it. Okay. That's it.
Okay. Okay. So we'll put both on there just in case for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And I have your address, ma'am, as being 3715 3rd Avenue Apartment. It's 3rd Avenue East, apartment A like Apple, 45, Tuscaloosa, cool. Alabama, 35405. Is that correct, ma'am?
Correct.
Thank
mm-hmm.
you. Mm-hmm. Okay. I need to ask you some questions for security purposes, ma'am. Which of the following corporations have you been associated with? Slight Edge, Joist and Decking, Soya Restaurant, Tiger Asia Investments, United Media, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you been associated with? 1007 41st Avenue, 2686 yep. Piedmont Drive, 672 Hedgewood Street, Haygood Street, or 8207 Heatherthrow Place, or none of the above?
1007 41st Avenue.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following cities have you been associated with in the past? Montgomery, Cullman, Phoenix City, Northport, or none of the above?
Northport.
Okay, thank you. Did you file for unemployment in any other state in the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you join the military in active duty in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive a TRA retraining certification?
No.
When was your last day of work?
December the 9th.
Okay. 2022?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you said you did not work outside of the state of Alabama, right?
Correct. No. Mm-mm.
Okay. Since last Sunday, ma'am, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself or own your own business?
No.
Do you work on commission or have a real estate license?
No.
Are you attending any school or training?
No.
Okay, but you are available to work full-time in all the different shifts, correct?
Yes.
Are you receiving any pension or workman's compensation, ma'am?
Pension? What is pension?
Pension from when you, like if you pay into a company, sometimes those companies have
a retirement
pension for you.
No, I'm not doing it.
You're not receiving any of that. Okay.
No.
Okay. And how many miles are you willing to travel to go to work one way?
I'd say 15.
Okay. And what's the minimum hourly salary you're hoping to make, ma'am?
10 and up.
Okay. And you belong to a union, ma'am?
No.
Did your employer give you a date when you would be returning back to work?
Yes, I got the paper.
Okay, so when would you be returning back to work, ma'am?
Okay, we return back the week of January the 4th through the 11th, 2023.
January 4th?
Yes, 2023. Between January the 4th and the 11th, but I'm going back. This is like a big company, but I'm going back on just say the 4th because we got something that's rebuilding our building or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to come back ahead of time. So I would say January the 4th.
Fourth, okay.
Yeah.
So the company is closed at the moment?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. What was your last job description, ma'am?
You said my last job description, like what I was doing?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I was working downstairs prepping
what,
food,
ma'am?
Prepping food for
so
the students.
Cook?
Prepping food for the students. Huh?
Okay. So cafeteria for a cafeteria or restaurant?
It's a cafeteria, a college cafeteria.
Okay. And you said you're not actually cooking. You're doing the prep, right?
Exactly. That cuts
okay.
up and deliver. Mm-hmm.
It has another name. I'm trying to think. It's not cook. Okay. Cook assistant or something like that. I forget what they call
it. Yeah, you can put it like that because I help the cook out. I prepare all the stuff that they
right.
need or whatever and different things.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I could have cooked. I'm qualified for it. I graduated, but I prefer to prep because it's much easier.
Right.
And less stress.
Okay. And what was the name of the company you were working for?
Aramark Food.
Okay. And would you have their phone number and where they're located, ma'am?
Okay. Okay, I give you my boss number because I don't know
okay.
originally the number at the
okay.
site or whatever.
That works, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Your boss
yeah,
would work.
Okay.
Okay,
let me see.
Mm-hmm.
Mallory. Okay, here we go, Mallory Dunkin' Donuts. Her number is 205-310-5413.
Okay. And what city is that located in, ma'am?
On the University of Alabama.
So, but what city is that campus located
in? Oh, it's
in
Alabama, Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Tuscaloosa?
Mm-hmm. Tuscaloosa,
okay.
Alabama.
Okay. And when was your last day of work?
December the 9th, 2022.
Okay. And when was your first day of work with that, ma'am?
August the 11th, 2022.
August 11th, 2022. Okay, so you currently receiving any vacations, the holiday pay or pension?
No.
Okay. Okay, and the reason you're not working right now is because of lack of work, right? They're not open.
Correct. They're laid off. We laid off.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So do you elect to have 10% of your benefits withheld for federal taxes, ma'am? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. So your PIN number, ma'am, is 4768.
Okay, wait a minute. 4-7, who, and what else?
6-8. 4768.
Mm-hmm. Okay, PM. Yeah.
The following instructions and telephone numbers, ma'am, are very important. It normally takes 3 or more weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim, which is finished, also registered you for work at the Alabama Career Center. The Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you're required to maintain the career application for the duration of your unemployment. Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits. You could either go to the Alabama Career Center in person, ma'am, or you may go online at www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov/VOSNET, V-O-S-N-E-T. And update your resume or application online. Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits. You must be able, available, and actively be seeking work for your duration of your unemployment. Unemployment claims use a calendar week, ma'am, that begins on Sunday and ends on Saturday. Once a week, you must do a weekly certification for the previous week. Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits. If you have any questions, you may go online at www.labor.alabama.gov, or you may call 205-458-2282. That's 205-458-2282. Your weekly certification, ma'am, must be done on a weekly basis. Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits. If you have any questions, you may call 1-800-361-4524. Okay, that's 1-800-361-4524. You need to know an information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet will explain your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is being determined. Please read it carefully. Failure to follow instructions could result in loss of benefits. You may do your weekly certification anytime between Sunday and Friday before 5 o'clock, but not on Saturday. Mrs. Helen, we have now completed your unemployment claim. Your first weekly certification is this Sunday. Do you have any questions?
No. The number you gave me to call in, you said 205-458-2282?
Mm-hmm. That's correct, ma'am.
Okay.
If that doesn't work, you need to try this other number, 1-800. Hold on a minute. I need to give you the correct number here.
Okay.
One second. That doesn't work. Try
1-800-752-7389. 1-800-752-7389.
Right, if the other one doesn't work. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line, ma'am.
Thank you, too, and have a great
Christmas.
Day.
You as well.
You too, and a Merry Christmas and a ho, ho, ho.
Amen. God bless you. All right, ma'am.
You too. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye.
All right.